them on and put your chuckles in and just stand and watch them. And if they break down, go for the tackler. I once put two chuckles in. They say you're not a weaver till you put two chuckles in. So that made a big smash. So
you broke all the machinery, did you?
It makes a big smash and you've got to pull all the ends in again. Like,
how many of you were there?
Well, quite a lot. Can't remember how many, but there was a lot. A big shed. There was a new shed and the old shed.
And describe the shed for me. I mean, to try and paint a picture, what did it look like?
Well, they were all wheels, you know, that big pulleys that go round. And you were a bit frightened walking under them. And then chuckle, you know, going, if it flew out and hit you, then you knew about it. And
they used to travel quite fast, did they?
Yeah, they did, very fast. Yeah.
What was the noise like?
Very noisy. Very noisy. And you didn't have earplugs then. You lip read. But I never could lip read. No, I never learnt to lip read. But I enjoyed it.
Everybody used to shout, did they?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What hours did you work?
Half past seven till five, I think. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether it was an hour for dinner, half an hour. On Saturdays, we used to work. And you didn't get as many holidays. I think we used to work Boxing Day then.
So how old were you when you first started?
14. Yeah, I went straight into the mill.
Do you remember what it was like the first time you went there and you saw this enormous place? How did you feel?
We went round with the schools, you know. They used to take us in. And it was a bit frightening. But I enjoyed it.
What was your first impression of the place when you went in?
A bit frightening.
Yeah.
You know, just straight from school, straight in a job. You were lucky then, you know, to go straight in a job.
And how do you look back on those days? Does it seem an awful long time ago?
Yeah. Yeah, they were happy days. Yeah, I liked it. You know, all young girls, a few of us, all went to school together and then we went to Mint Mill together. So, yeah, I liked it. Very good.
And where you actually worked, you were on one great loom, were you yourself? I mean, what was the place where you worked on like?
There were like four looms together. Like, you know, two and two. You didn't have four at the beginning, but later on, after you've learned, you go from one to two and then go to four.
Was it fairly relentless each day, just doing the same thing? I mean, describe for me what you used to do.
Well, just set your looms on when you went and put your shuckles in and just set them on and they go. One shuckle finish and you put another in. And just stand there, but you know, like sometimes you'd have to pull your cloth back and do that and pull a reed in, and that's all really.
What was the noise? Can you describe, because they do have quite a rhythm, these machines. Did you try and describe what the rhythm was like? What was it like? Do you remember? Can you do the noise?
No, I don't think so, really. It's like a train, really, you know. To and fro like that. I can't remember the noise really. It was very noisy.
When you'd finished then at the end of the day, or the machines would sort of close down and you'd had all that noise for hours and hours, what was it like then?
Nice. Very nice. You used to hear it at the beginning, you know, when you come out, it used to be, you know, you could still hear it. But you got used to it, so I enjoyed it. It was a job, so that was really all I remember about it, really.